Closer Look is a public affairs presentation. Opinions expressed by some of our guests may not reflect the views of K-Love, and some topics aren't suitable for children. K-Love is committed to community. Closer Look continues now with a look at local agencies, events, and issues.
A special kind of caring. Welcome to Closer Look. I'm Phil O'Brien. On this edition of Closer Look, I'm visiting with Deneen Silva. Deneen is CEO of Hope West. And Deneen, welcome to Closer Look.
Thank you, Phil. And thanks so much for inviting me to the show and helping me bring awareness to Hope West and our mission.
Now, many people don't know exactly what hospice is until a loved one is diagnosed with a life-threatening illness. If you could explain how hospice ministers to the patient and their family.
Hope West is here to help, and it's really not uncommon, I think, for families to feel overwhelmed by fear and uncertainty when a loved one's facing a serious illness or a life-limiting illness. So hospice is one of several programs that Hope West offers that guides family through the stages of serious illness. And so some of the things that we do to help hospice patients and their families, we help them manage pain and symptoms through care management programs. We address physical and emotional and spiritual needs through the support of a dedicated care team. We help folks to relieve the burden of serious illness. And by doing that, we allow them to work through feelings of potential isolation and uncertainty. We allow families to really focus on what's the most important thing to them while going through these very difficult times, and that's really being together. And we help prepare our patients and our families for what's next, and we do that by education. We do it through support, through our resources, and ultimately our goal is to improve the quality of life for anyone experiencing this challenging time in their life and to support their families through the process as well.
Now, when should a decision about entering a hospice program be made, and who should make that decision?
I often tell people that there's no wrong time to call to inquire about hospice services. So the right time to call Hope West is really when it comes up, when people start questioning, should I be reaching out for help? And so what we try to tell people is that if treatments have stopped working or conventional care is no longer working and pain and symptom management is difficult or visits to the hospital or emergency room are becoming more frequent, it may be time to call Hope West. And so ultimately, the decision to come on to hospice, it's really the patient's decision. Now, we oftentimes coordinate with their provider, we coordinate with their family members and caregivers, but first an individual needs to meet the eligibility requirements for hospice, and our team will help guide them through that process. And then if a person is not eligible for hospice, they may benefit from one of our other programs, and there are several to choose from at Hope West.
Can a person who is on hospice be taken off of hospice and go back to regular medical care if they improve?
Sure. So patients can choose to end hospice care and pursue curative treatment at any time. So there are times when an individual may have a terminal diagnosis and there may be a new treatment that comes out, or there may be an option that they didn't know about when they came on board to hospice services. So they can disenroll at any time and go ahead and pursue that curative treatment. Sometimes conditions will improve so much that they no longer meet criteria for hospice care. A lot of people do better while they're on hospice because of the superior care that they get from their interdisciplinary team. So what we tell people is the goal of hospice is not to cure an illness or a disease. Really, hospice is intended to provide comfort and support during the final stages of life for however long that might be.
You know, I really feel like that's a big misconception about hospice.
It is. I agree with you. I definitely agree with you.
Now, Hope West began over 30 years ago and is now serving families all over Western Colorado. Tell our listeners how Hope West began.
Sure. So Hope West started about 30 years ago, and it was through this amazing community vision to offer compassionate care to individuals and families throughout Western Colorado. So our programs have evolved through the years, and so they've expanded to include now we have hospice, which is the primary program that was begun over 30 years ago, to palliative care. We provide grief support and bereavement support for adults and children. And we now have the PACE program, which is the program of all-inclusive care for the elderly. So we serve Mesa, Delta, Montrose, Ouray, and Rio Blanco counties. And we're dedicated to continue to deliver exceptional care above and beyond the basic standards of care. And I think that's what Hope West does so well. And that's thanks to our donors, our volunteers, our supporters. We continue to serve the most vulnerable and at-risk individuals in our communities, in part because of the amazing community support that we have.
You bring up a good point. Hope West is actually a nonprofit organization.
That's correct. And what that means is essentially that any surplus or profits that we make as a result of our services, reinvest those back into our communities. So many of our programs rely upon philanthropy and volunteer support to operate.
Again, you're listening to Closer Look. I'm Phil O'Brien. My guest is Deneen Silva. Deneen is CEO of Hope West. Now, after a loved one has passed, grief is a natural process. Specifically, how can Hope West help the family with this process?
So Hope West Grief Support, really, we're here to walk alongside our families and the individuals that survive a death. And most families need a source of comfort. They need guidance through their grief journey. And that happens in a number of different ways. So for us, that includes anticipatory grief support. So for a hospice patient, we may have a patient on board for a number of months. And so we're working through that process with the family and with the patient specifically. And so we offer a number of different types of grief support. And so our grief groups, we have children's, our Hope West Kids, we have adult grief groups, and you can learn about those both on our website and you can call to determine what might be the most beneficial for you. And our grief support services, and this is an important piece of what Hope West provides, is you do not have to be involved with our hospice or any of our other services. If you're experiencing a loss or grief, anybody can reach out and receive grief support through Hope West Grief Services.
Now tell me a little more about your special program for kids, which is known as Hope West Kids. How does that work?
Children respond to grief and death much differently than adults. And so Hope West has a specialized program that allows children and teens to understand and express grief and kind of learn these lifelong coping skills to help them lead happy, healthier lives. So our Hope West Kids, it's funded solely by philanthropy. It's the only program of its kind in Western Colorado. And the nearest like program is over 200 miles away.
Wow.
It's amazing. Last year, more than 550 kids received grief support from our program across Western Colorado. And 80% of the kids that participate in Hope West Kids program have suffered a non-hospice-related death of a loved one. So it's created specifically for kids. It's guided by our specially trained therapists. And kids engage in art and other expressive therapies, play therapy, and things that are age-specific activities to help them make sense of these emotions that they experience.
I see that you incorporate equine therapy as part of your Hope Kids West program. Specifically, how do horses help kids cope with loss?
You know, I think there's something magical about having a child work with an animal for therapy. And so they learn to spend time with the animal. There's comfort in that time that they get, and they're able to process emotions and feelings to heal. So it really enables an individual to have that self-expression and interaction. It's amazing to watch, and it's a lot of fun to participate in it and watch these kids work through feelings. We also offer individual therapies, art therapy, age-specific summer camps, and then we do have some school groups too. So it's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all. It's really, what does the child need?
Deneen, I noticed that you're part of a national group of hospice organizations known as We Honor Veterans. Tell us more about how you go about honoring veterans.
Yeah, that's correct. So We Honor Veterans program, it's a national group of hospice organizations, and that group is on a mission to better serve our veterans through challenges that they may be facing from illness, isolation, or traumatic life experiences. So the group is a partnership with the VA Medical Center and other veteran organizations to provide end-of-life care services to our heroes. So in 2024, Hope West honored 241 veteran patients with a pinning ceremony. During the ceremony, veterans were presented with quilts made by our volunteers, and it was inspirational and meaningful and amazing to all of our veterans that we've been able to serve.
Now, we talked about hospice. How does that differ from palliative care?
So palliative care, we prioritize and we manage pain, we manage symptoms. We work towards relieving the burden of serious illness. We are continually addressing the physical, the emotional, and the spiritual needs of individuals. And the goal is to improve quality of life for patients. And we support the whole family. I think the difference is that in palliative care, those individuals have not necessarily received a terminal diagnosis, so an end-of-life diagnosis. So we provide that care for individuals wherever they reside. They can be in an assisted living facility, a nursing home. And one of the things I think that people don't understand is that for hospice care, typically that diagnosis is for an individual that is no longer seeking curative care. And for those that their physician believes that they have a prognosis of less than 6 months to live. For palliative care, it's really for anyone who's facing serious illness at any stage, and it can be provided while actively still pursuing curative treatment.
I see that Hope West is making it possible for seniors to stay in their own home for as long as they can through what is known as the PACE program. Tell us a little about the PACE program, how it works.
Sure. PACE is the gold standard of elder care. So Hope West PACE serves seniors from all walks of life. We provide comprehensive benefits, which include primary care, medication management, social support, it's physical therapy, it's transportation, and it's much, much more. So it's an all-inclusive program. And what that means is we are approaching an individual as an individual, but we're attempting to meet as many of their needs as possible. It's a unique approach to senior health care. It provides access to a very wide range of services. And the goal of those services are designed to keep aging adults as healthy and living safely in their own homes and communities for as long as possible.
Now, be it hospice care or palliative care, what does the admission process involve?
The admission process depends on which program you are entering into Hope West. And so what I tell people is just call. And we'll handle the rest. So when you make that phone call, if you're not sure what program you're interested in, oftentimes we will have admission individuals or enrollment specialists who can work with you to make sure that there's eligibility and that that's met and that the right program is being queued up for a person. So we tell you to call, and you call us at area code 970-241-2212, and we will take care of you.
And that's the same number for all locations?
That is correct.
Now, many people listening may be saying, this all sounds great, but it sounds expensive. So you're a nonprofit that provides a needed service to the public in their time of need. How do people go about paying for this service?
Yeah, we get those questions a lot. And so for hospice care, it's typically covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and private insurance companies. We ensure that services are available to anybody in our community, regardless of their ability to pay, thanks to the generosity of our community.
I see that volunteers are a big part of Hope West. What roles can they play, and how would they get started?
We rely heavily upon our volunteers, and they truly are the heart of what we do here at Hope West. So our volunteer hours for 2024, we had 82,276 hours provided by over 1,000 volunteers. And volunteers contribute in so many ways here. So we have our patient and family support, administrative support, special events, our gardeners. So to become a volunteer, you give us a call, you let us know what you're interested in, and you just would ask for a volunteer services department. The other way to contact us for volunteer information is just to visit our website at hopewestco.org.
Again, you're listening to Closer Look. I'm Phil O'Brien. My guest is Deneen Silva. Deneen is CEO of Hope West. Now, we've already mentioned the fact that you're a nonprofit. Do you have any annual events throughout the year that help raise awareness of the mission of Hope West?
We sure do. So philanthropy is really a key to our mission. And by supporting Hope West, you help families get through life's toughest moments with medical, social, emotional, and spiritual support. So several of our programs are 100% reliant on philanthropy. So our Hope West Kids and Bereavement Programs are two of those programs that require fundraising and philanthropy to keep them going. We have grants that we work towards. We have individual and corporate gifts and special events. So another thing that we do is we receive support from a lot of our retail businesses, including Spoon's Bistro and the bakery housed here at our Ferris Care Center in Grand Junction. And then there's always Heirlooms for Hospice.
Those activities and events really sound like a lot of fun.
Oh, they are a ball. So I got to experience my first two galas in Montrose here recently, and the community support is unlike anything I've ever seen.
Deneen, on a personal note, what is the most gratifying part of your position at Hope West?
You know, it's the people. It's the relationship building. And when I look over my almost 25 years of nursing care and working with populations who have really, they're medically fragile and they have high needs, it's about the simplest things that you can do make the most impact for these populations. So truly, it's about relationship building, and you only get one chance to do these things right. And so it's a very special kind of care.
I want to remind our listeners, there's a lot of additional information on your website, if you wouldn't mind sharing that web address for us.
Sure. So that is hopewestco.org.
And what number should people call if they would like to speak with someone about these services?
To learn more about our services, just go ahead and give us a call at area code 970-241-2212.
Deneen, we have a few minutes remaining. I was curious in that time if you wouldn't mind sharing a success story of someone who went through one of your programs and you saw a remarkable change in their outlook on life.
Sure. So we experience in these types of things every single day here at Hope West. And I think that's what makes it so special to work at Hope West and work with our community. So there was a situation not too long ago in which we had an individual that was new to our PACE program, and this particular person wasn't quite sure about PACE. And that involves coming in and spending time with our staff and meeting lots of people. And they really hadn't been out in the community for quite some time, and they really weren't sure that they wanted to do that. And what we experienced after a few weeks was that they actually asked for more services. They wanted to spend more time here on site. And really, what we heard over and over from them was, I did not know what to expect. I wasn't sure that coming into your day center and functioning in your activities was going to be something that I enjoyed doing. But what we hear over and over from countless participants in our PACE program is that the program has changed their life. It's gotten them back out into their community. It's gotten them back out into their peer groups. It's gotten them more healthy. They're plugged in a more inclusive way with their providers and their home care nurses. And so hopeless programs do change lives, and that's in our PACE population. For our hospice population, what I see over and over and what I hear continuously is, I wish I would have called you sooner. I wish I would have understood the impact that hospice makes in a person's life, not only for the person who's experiencing the terminal illness, but for the family. And it truly allows families to be family and not be always primary caregiver. And so they get the reassurance and the care that's provided from all of our clinicians and our staff that allow them to walk through this process with their loved one.
Before we conclude, remind your listeners where your facilities are located in Western Colorado.
Our programs include serving Mesa, Delta, Montrose, Ouray, and then the Rio Blanco counties. Our care facility is located on North 12th Avenue in Grand Junction, and then our Compass Center for our PACE programs is also located in Grand Junction.
Well, we've covered a lot of information. Is there anything in particular that I've overlooked that you would like to mention before we conclude?
You know, I think I just would like to encourage anybody who has a question about reaching out for hospice care, palliative care, or PACE services, I just encourage you to call sooner rather than later. Sometimes that initial conversation, you learn a lot about the programs, and maybe it's not the right time at that moment, but then when it is, you know who to call.
Well, thanks for your time. Hopefully we've put to bed some of the myths about exactly what hospice is. Thanks a lot.
Oh, I thank you so much, Phil, for your time, and thank you for letting me share about Hope West.
And that is Closer Look for this week. Again, I want to thank my guest, Deneen Silva. Deneen is CEO of Hope West, a special kind of caring. Now, in the event you missed any of the contact information we shared, you can always reach out to us by email. Our email address is closerlook@klove.com. That's closerlook@klove.com. And we'll share the contact information again for Hope West. And for Closer Look, I'm Phil O'Brien.
This has been KLove Closer Look. Find us online at klove.com.